Soloveitchik had original interpretations, chidushim, on every page in the Gemara, and every page in the Shulchan Aruch, every page in the Chumash, and every page in the Siddur. It's hard to determine. I was asked to give a shiur from Rav Soloveitchik. It's hard to decide where do you begin and where do you end. So I thought maybe I'll begin from the beginning. My father, Zecher Levracha, learned here in the yeshiva under Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. My father said he remembers when Rav Soloveitchik arrived from Europe. Rav Moshe got a group, all of the Talmidim, a group of the Talmidim, to go to the dock to greet the Rav. And the very next day he gave a shiur in the yeshiva. We were zeicha over the years to hear parts of that shiur. So I'd like to say over that, we'll begin from the beginning. I'll give the first shiur that the Rav said here in the yeshiva. The Rambam writes, in the first of the Marmakayim, the Rambam writes in the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchas Brochas that whenever you hear somebody reciting a brocha, one has to answer Amen. And he doesn't repeat this later. Every time a person says a brocha, he doesn't say again, whoever hears the brocha, everyone should say Amen. He already said at the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchas Brochas. In 2 and 3, the Rambam writes, with respect to Chazoras HaShatz, when the Shliach Tzibur recites the Shemoneh Esrei out loud, the Chazoras HaShatz, everyone should say Amen at the conclusion of every bracha. And in 3, the Rambam quotes the institution of benching mezuman. In the days of the Gemara, when you would bench mezuman, all of the people would not say the benching. Only the mezamen would say the whole benching. So the Rambam writes, the mezamen recites the whole benching. And all of the people recite brachat, Amen. All the people answer Amen at the conclusion of each bracha. So the Rav pointed out, some quote this in the name Rav Chaim, Rav pointed out that it might be mashma a little bit from the Rambam that Ani Asamin is ma'akev here by the Chazoras HaShatz and by the bench of Mizumin. It sounds a little bit otherwise. The fact that you have to say Amen, he already wrote the end of Perek Aleph and Hilchos Brachos. So that was one issue that the Rav pointed out. Number four of the Marmakamis, Rabbi Kiveger in his Sefer on Brachos, shows that you can say Shemei Koin and a Hefer Bracha. For example, he quotes from the Gemara, Tosis' interpretation of the Gemara, that when a woman benches Brichas HaMazon, she's not obligated to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Brischo Shechasamta Bibsarein because they don't have a Bris Mila, al Teroscho Shelimadatona because the women are not Muchiv in Talmud Torah. And nonetheless, the Gemara entertains the possibility that if a woman is Muchiv in Brichas HaMazon in HaTorah, she can be Moitzi her husband. She'll say the benching. The husband will be yotze. How can the husband be yotze? She's not mechuyev bedovah. She can't be motzi sarabim midei chayvosam. She's not obligated to say al brischo shechasam to bibsareinim al teroscho sheli maritonu. How can she be motzi the husband? Rabbi Kivega says obviously the pshat is the wife will recite no delachot till that point, and the husband will be yotze with shemeka and a half a bracha. Then he'll say the husband will say on his own al brischo shechasam to bibsareinim al teroscho sheli maritonu. And then the wife will continue saying the end. So it would appear from the Tosfos, the way Tosfos reads the Gemara, that you apply Shemei Koina to a Hefer Bracha. One person will say Baruch, one person say Atah, one person will say Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. You can put together what everybody says. There's Shemei Koina and a Hefer Bracha. Nonetheless, if you take a look at number 5 of the Marmakomis, the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Shlosh Shachlu discusses when you bench mezuman, how many people can you divide the benching, amongst how many people can you divide it? So the Gemara says 4. When you bench mezuman, one person will say azan til azan asakol. One will say, another person will say no delachot. We have, more normal is that one person says the whole benching til yolam al yichasreinen, and all the others are yaitzei, when they pay attention. But the Gemara says it's possible to divide it up into 4. One will say the first bracha till azan asakol. Second person will say no delacha al horatz wal amazon. Third person will say rachimno, and the fourth person will say hatoiv ameitiv. That's what Tosfos quotes in the name of the Rif. That's how the Rif interpreted the Gemara. Why can't you divide it up into 100 sections? Each person will read one line, and all the others will be yotzei shemei koina. Rabbi Kivega showed from the Rishonim that you say shemei koina and a hefer bracha. So why by mezumen it would appear that you can't say shemei koina and a hefer bracha? And similarly, there is a Mishnah, number 6. Mishnah says in Brachas that the Derech Eretz dictates when the Gabbai requests of someone that he should serve as the Shliach Tzibur, so Derech Eretz dictates he should turn it down and say, no, try to get someone else. I'm not worthy to be the shliach ha-tzibur, to represent the tzibur, until the gabbai asks you a second time and a third time. So then you go up. What happens if the shliach tzibur is in the middle of the chazaras hashatz? And keep in mind, in the days of the Tanoim, they didn't have a printed siddur, so the chazan is reciting the Shemone Esrei bal peh. And then he gets confused, he gets mixed up, or he loses his voice. Mishneh Berurah says that we usually see this happen on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because there's so many piyutim, so the chazan loses his voice in the middle of chazaras hashatz all year long. We never see it happen. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, every year you hear about some shul or another where the chazan lost his voice in the middle of chazaras hashatz. So the Mishnah says that if the gabbai asks you to take over, it's not derech eretz, you should say no and wait till he asks you the third time. Lo yehei sarvim bo, so short, you should go up to Dama for an Amid. And where do you begin? So one would have thought you take over where the first chazan left off, and you can't continue to say, you take over from that point. So the Mishnah says, not so, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Mehechon hu maskil, metchilas abrocha shetozeh. You have to begin from the beginning of the bracha that the chazan Rishon didn't complete. What's wrong? Why can't you say Shemekain on a hefer bracha? And the next chazan will take over and recite the rest of the Shemon Eser. So to answer these two kashas, how come by bench and mezumin and by chazaras hashatz you don't apply Shemekain on a hefer bracha? And how come it would appear perhaps from the Rambam that there's a special din on the asomen, perhaps it's even le'ikufa, it's ma'akev even b'di'evet, perhaps by chazaras hashatz and by bench and mezumin? Why should it be different from any other bracha? If I listen to Kiddush or Habdolah from someone else, I want to be yotzei. Lechatchila should say amen, but the Rambam says, quotes the Gemara, b'di'evet yotzei even without amen. Why does he have to write over here by chazaras hashatz and bench and mezumin that everybody has to answer amen? And it sounds even that perhaps it's even ma'akev. Why? So to answer the kashas, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there is a Yerushalmi, number 7 of the Marmakoimus, the Ran, in his commentary on the side of the Rif, in the end of Masechus Rosh Hashanah, next to the very last page in the Rif of Masechus Rosh Hashanah. So the Ran quotes from the passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that there is a din of Shemei Kohen, I can say Kiddush, Havdol, I can read Parsha Zohar, and everyone will be Yotzei. I read the Megillah, I blow shofar, everyone was yotzei with Shemei Kohenah. But there are three instances where we don't permit Shemei Kohenah. One is Birchas Hamazon, one is Kriya Shema, one is Tefillah. Then Yerushalmi proceeds to explain why. By Kriya Shema, the idea is Kabbalah Samach Shamayin. So it's not proper, I should rely on someone else. He's going to say Shema Yisrael Shem Echad, and I'm going to be yotzei just by sitting and listening. It's not Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz dictates I should be Mekabbalah Samach Shamayin Mamayon. Because I'm eating the food. If I would ask him to eat another sandwich for me, okay, but I'm eating the sandwich. So if I'm eating the sandwich myself, so derech eretz dictates, I should say hamoitzi before, and I should say the birchas hamazon at the end. I shouldn't be lying neither on his hamoitzi nor on his birchas hamazon. And the third exception to the rule is tefillah. If I have a chayla b'soch besi, I need a parnasa, I need a shidduch, I don't have any children, I have a tzairach, so I should ask on my own, why should I rely on someone else saying the Shemone Esrei? I'll just be yotzei by answering Amen, Shemei Kohenah. That's not proper. If you need something, so you should ask the Rebbeinu Shalom yourself. So how come you have by benching mezumen in the days of the Gemara, only the mezamein said the whole benching and everybody else was quiet in the Shulchan Aruch? The Mechaber quotes a recommendation that today it's hard for us to focus, it's hard for us to pay attention to someone else's talking. Everybody likes to talk more than they like to listen. The Rishonim say that there are two ears and one mouth. He's supposed to listen twice as much as he's supposed to talk. And most people talk more than they listen. So the Shulchan Aruch recommends that when you bench mezumen, we should all bench along with the mezamen. But Medina de Gemara, the mezamen says the whole benching, and everybody's yotzei. And the Shemone Esrei is also the same thing. Why did they institute Chazaras HaShatz in the first place? What motivated the Tanoim? What motivated the Chachamim? Whoever introduced it. Why they introduced Chazaras HaShatz? Because there were people who were non-bekim, people who didn't know how to recite the Shemone Esrei. So the Chazan says the Shemone Esrei out loud. Those who don't know how to daven are yotzei with Shemei Kohenah. So you see that you do say Shemei Kohenah by benching, you do say Shemei Kohenah by davening. And Friday night I say Hamoitzi, and everybody at the table is yotzei with my bracha. By some communities that have the minig that everybody says it's on Hamoitzi. That's a question whether that's proper or not. Maybe it's a bracha levatola. But the Pashtus is more correct is that the one who says Hamoitzi says the bracha and everybody's yotzei. So you see, you do say Shemei Kohenah by Hamoitzi, you do say Shemei Kohenah by benching, mezumen, you do say Shemei Kohenah by the Shemone Esrei. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out is a Mishnah in Brachas, number 11. Mishnah in Brachas says, if you have a group of people sitting and eating together, each person has to say his own Birchas Hanenin in advance. We wouldn't permit one person to say a bracha and everybody will be Yotze Shemei Koina. We don't permit Shemei Koina by Birchas Hanenin. So the Mishnah says, Hoyo Yoshmim, if everyone is sitting around, Kolech Mevorach Le'atzim, each person has to say a bracha on his own. We don't allow Shemei Koina. If Hesebu, if they're eating the Hesebu, Bikviyas together, then Echad Mevorach Le'kulam. And Tosfos points out the same is true regarding bench and mezumin. We only permit one person to bench and all the others will be yotze. When you have mezumin, that's only if they ate behaseba. If they only ate beyeshiva, there's no kviyas together. Tosfos points out on that Mishnah in Brochas Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph that b'zman hazeh nobody eats behaseba. On Pesach night we eat behaseba. It's annoying. It's uncomfortable. We're not used to eating behaseba. So Tosfos says that today, Yeshiva didan ke haseba didhu bayas. If everybody's sitting around the table, that's considered eating the kviyas. And then and only then can I say hamoitzi to me moitzi the others. Let's say some families, the father says hamoitzi while he's standing. So the din is that even b'dieved, the others are not yotzi. Since everyone can sit down, so anything less than sitting down, we can't expect of them they should eat the haseba. We don't do that today. But yeshiva didan ke haseba didhu. You have to have yeshiva. That it should be considered a whole group eating together. So then why does it help? And only then, if you have yeshiva, everyone sitting together, let's say people are walking on a highway, or people are riding horseback, and each one is eating his own sandwich, and then when they finish eating, there's no mezumin. The only time you have a mezumin is shlosh shoch lukachas. If they ate together, bikvias, was heis bikvias. So bizman atanoim, it was necessary to have heseba. Bizman hazeh, nobody does haseba, so you have to have yeshiva. Yeshiva didan ke haseba didu. You have to have yeshiva. If each one is riding on a different horse, or each one is walking, the mountain climbing, whatever, each one is eating somewhere else, and then they happen to be walking together or something, then there's no bench in mezumin. So Rav Soloveitchik explained the idea behind it is, if you have a chabura, you can't call it a tzibur. It's only three people, a bench in hamoitzi. You only have two people. If you have a chabura together, so then the Chachamim were only mesakein that the Chabura has to offer one hamoitzi, one bracha. It's not that the others are yotze with Shemei Koina. The Ran quotes the Yerushalmi, we don't allow Shemei Koina. Not by hamoitzi, not by Bichas Hamazon, and not by Chazaras, not by Tfilo. These are the three things, Kriya Shema, Tfilo, and brachas in connection with eating food, the bracha before and the bracha after. We don't permit Shemei Koina. When you have Chabura eating together, so that was the Takonas Chacham, the whole Chabura is only mechuyev to say one hamoitzi. And they have a chabura to eat together. The whole chabura is obligated to offer one birchas hamazon. It sounds like a din de rabbanan. Rav Soloveitchik thought, but birchas hamazon is a din de raisa. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that more correct is the opinion of the rishonim and the achronim who think that ben shem mezumin is the raisa. That on the level of the raisa, there's a difference. If an individual person eats, is mechuyev as a yochid to recite birchas hamazon, and if a chabura eats together, the chabura is obligated to offer one birchas hamazon together. It's not that each one is yotze with shemei koina as if everybody said the bracha. We don't permit shemei koina by benching. We don't permit shemei koina by hamoitzi. And the same is true, perhaps, regarding chazaras hashatz. It's not that what motivated the chachamim to institute chazaras hashatz was that there were people who were not bikim. They didn't know how to daven. So on the level of the Raisa, you do say Shemei Koina. The Pashta says that that whole Yerushalmi, that there are three exceptions to the rule, but we don't permit Shemei Koina. The three exceptions to the rule are only Midirabbanan. In our Torah, you do permit. You allow Shemei Koina even on Kriya Shema and on Tefillah and Birchas Hamazon. That's what the Vilna Gaon comments. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Vilna Gaon, who makes this comment on number 8 of the Mar Mekoimis. The Gemara in the beginning, the first daf in Shlosh Shochlu, has a machloikis amaroim. Shlosh shachlo ka'achas, the three people or more ate together, there's an obligation to bench mezumin. What if two people ate together? So it's clear from the Mishnah that there's no obligation to bench mezumin. Is it optional? Is it a rishus that one can recite the benching and the other one will be yotzei? Because the chabura together is a chabura of two. The chabura of two will offer one birchas hamazon. And they say, no, less than three people is not called a chabura. And we don't permit shemei koina by benching, so we should say it's a mitzvah lecholik. Each one has to bench on his own. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. And number 8 of the Mar Mekoimis, the Gemara says, the psak halach is that shnaim shoch lukachas mitzvah lecholik. Tanya nam yoch v'haber b'raisa, that supports that psak. Shnaim shoch lukachas mitzvah lecholik. Each one has to bench on his own. We don't permit shemei koina. Then it continues, when do you say that each one has to bench on his own? if both of them are sofrim, each one knows how to recite the benching. What if one is a sofer and one is a boor? One of them doesn't know how to bench. So you have no choice. What are you going to do? So then it says, sofer mevarech, ubur yotze b'brachosai. The one who knows how to bench recites the benching, and the other one who doesn't know can be yotze b'chimei koina. I, Hayitochim, we just said from the Yerushalmi, from the Mishnah, that there are three cases where we don't permit chimei koina, benching, we don't permit it. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bir Agro and Hilchos Brichos Amazon, that whole Yerushalmi is only midirabbanan. That by benching, eating food, the bracha before and after, and kirishma and tefila, you don't allow shemei koina, is only a chumer midirabbanan. And hechad deyevshib, so shas hatchak, you have no breira, then you revert back to the din deraisa, so you can't rely on it. But let's say you have all three are sofrim, and all three know how to bench, and they're going to bench mizum, and they're going to the takanas chacham. So how are the yotze? So the answer is, they're not yotze with shemei koina. It's not a din of shem. We don't permit shemei koina midirabbanan, we don't permit it by brichas hamazon, like we don't permit it by Birchas HaMoitzi before eating the food either. The word is that the whole Chabur is only obligated to offer one Birchas HaMozen together. So, and perhaps the same is true regarding the Chazoros HaShatz. What motivated the Chachamim to introduce Chazoros HaShatz was because there were Eina Bikim. People didn't know how to daven. So they said, you have to do something. So Min HaTorah, you do apply Shemei Koina even to Tefillah. But Min HaRabbanan, they recommended when you have a Sofer and a Boor, so you have no choice. You have to revert back to the dinner. I said, we could rely, b'shas atchak, could rely on shemei koina. But once the chachamim were motivated by this issue of the ein abaki to introduce chazoros hashatz, it's not merely for the purpose of being moitzi the ein abaki. Even all of the people who did daven the Shemoneh Esrei have to pay attention to every word of the chazoros hashatz, because they instituted a new takana. When we daven b'yichidus, this is the expression that Rav Soloveitchik coined. Now it's popular, everybody knows. When you have 10 people davening together, tefillah balachash, this is called tefillah bitzibur. Tefillah sayochid, that you're davening bitzibur. 10 people are davening tefillah balachash bitzibur. When the chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, that's more. That's called tefillah satzibur. The whole tzibur together is offering one chazoros hashatz. That's what Ram Soloveitchik said, perhaps, whenever you have a birchas hamazon b'chabur, the whole chabur is offering one birchas hamazon. Or you have hamoitzi b'chabur, or you have chazoros hashatz, this tefillah satzibur. So perhaps there the audience participation is ma'akev. If the tzibur won't answer amen, if the others won't answer amen, asvara in the Rambam that you're not even yotze b'dieved. That's why by Rav Velbel Soloveitchik, it was yodua that on Rosh Hashanah, when they had chazoros hashatz, so very often the nigin that the bal tefillah davens in misleads the tzibur to answer amen too early. You're not allowed to answer Amen Chatufa too quickly. You have to wait till the chazan completes the final syllable of the bracha to answer amen. I remember Rav Soloveitchik used to make this announcement every year, Rosh Hashanah, before Tkiyah Shofar. He would make the announcement that no one should begin. He would say he's going to daven tefillah balachash a little. They used to blow Tkiyah Shofar in the middle of the Shtilah Shemoneh Esrei by him. So he said he's going to daven tefillah balachash a little louder. He always used to daven tefillah balachash louder. Not only Rosh Hashanah. His father did like that. His grandfather, Chavetz Chaim Meir, Rav Velbel Soloveitchik, they always daven tefillah balachash a little loud. People next to them would hear. In fact, when we used to daven in the classroom, after the shiur was over, we would daven mincha. So someone would say, Ashrei and say Chatzi Kaddish. And then Rav Soloveitchik started saying tefillah balachash. We thought he was going to say Hoichi Kedusha. Till he got Atachayin and he went weiter. The boy thought that he was saying Hoichi Kedusha because he used to daven the Shemoneh Esrei out loud. So the... So Rav Soloveitchik would announce on Rosh Hashanah, Rav Velbel also would make the same announcement that they should synchronize the davening with his. They shouldn't daven ahead because you have to have the Tkir Shofar after Malchus, after Zechrinus, after Shofars. And then he said, when we're going to have the Chazoros HaShatz, everyone should answer Amen, but they should only begin to answer Amen after the Chazan completes the final syllable of each bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that often the Nigan misleads the people to answer Amen too early, like what do you say? Zocher Habris. So people usually answer Amen with the last syllable. While the Chazan is saying Habris, everybody says Amen. Oh, and Yontem Kadesh Yisrael, Amen. Usually say Amen with the last syllable that the Chazan is saying. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't do that. So why is there more of a kepeda on Rosh Hashanah? All year long there's such a kepeda. So Rav Velbel explained that on Rosh Hashanah, You want to have tkiyas al seder abrochas, it could be according to Rashi, that's a din deraisa. Ramban says that malchus when a shofar is only midrabbanan. Rashi seems to hold that malchus when a shofar is deraisa when it comes in conjunction with tkiyas shofar. And if you say ani asamen is ma'akiv in chazoras hashatz, and ani asamen has to be properly. So if you're not going to have nine people answering amen properly after the conclusion of the final syllable of the bracha of the chazan, so you don't, there's no tkiyas shofar al seder abrochas. Not only the fellow who didn't answer amen properly is not yotzi, the others are also not yotzi. Because you want to have tkiyas al seder habrochas of chazoras hashatz. So amen ani asamen properly is ma'akiv b'dieved. So this was a suggestion that Rav Soloveitchik made to Farem for these two kashas. How come the Yerushalmi says you don't allow Shemei Kohenah by benching, you don't allow Shemei Kohenah by Shemone Esrei, and here by Chazoras HaShatz you do? So the answer is, it's not based on Shemei Kohenah. The whole Tzibur together is offering one Shemone Esrei. The whole Chabura together, you can't call it a Tzibur if it's only three people. Rav Soloveitchik said, we call it a different word. The whole Chabura together is offering one Birchas Hamas. And they said, maybe it's not based on the din of Shemei Kohenah. I remember when the Rav delivered this shiur in a Yortzeit Rasha once, so Rav Nissen Alper, Zichrono Livracha, was present. So he told us afterwards that you see a raya. The Rav didn't mention this in the shiur. Maybe on some other occasion he did say, but I heard it from Rav Nissen Alper. If you look in the Maamar Mekaymus number 9, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the sheet of the Bali HaTosis that you don't apply Shemei Kohenah unless I heard the bracha from the other person. Let's say a person is saying Kiddush, and I paid attention, so I'm Yotze with Shemei Kohenah. So that's not enough. We paskan like, in Shulchan Aruch, they paskan like Tosis. Shemei means I heard every word. Shemei means Shani Mevin. Ani Shemei, I understand. If I say Kiddush myself in Hebrew, even though I don't understand what I'm saying, I know I'm saying Kiddush, you are Yotze. But Shemei Kohenah only applies if Ani Shemei, I'm not deaf, I can hear. And number two, Shani Mevin. If you don't understand, you're not called Shemeah. And nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah number 10 quotes in the Bir Aloche from one of the earlier Achrayim that if you from the Birchas Avram is quoted by the Shacharit in Siman Yutes and Yeridah. Yekesh Tamachachim wrote this sefer. He has a chiddush that when you bench mezumen, even though the listeners don't know Hebrew, they don't understand Hebrew, there are yotzei with the bench and mezumen. Why? Because bench and mezumen is not based on Shemeah Kainah. It's considered as if the whole chabur together is offering one Birchas Hamazon. So it's not based on Shemei Kohenah. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. Maybe this answers both of the kashas. How come Ani Asamin is more significant, perhaps even Lihikuve, by Chazoras HaShatz and by Benchim Mezumen? Because you need audience participation here, because it's a Dovah Shel Tzibur, or the whole Chabura has to participate. He said, as a Miktsas Raya, he said, by the brachas of klos hagrizma harevo. So it says at the conclusion of every brach and klol, everybody said v'ana kol ham yamru amen. So he asked probably a little al derech halotz. I said yes. Why do I have to say amen? The din is shemei kain. You don't have to say amen. So he said no. It was a dovish al tzibur. So you need amen. The pashtus probably is that the gemara says amen bo kabal shvua, that the brachas of klol hagrizma harevo was an inyan of a shvua, not just shemei kain. But that's what the Rav suggested al derech remes from the pasuk. And maybe this answers the other kasha that the Achrayim asked in the Sefer Birchas Rosh by Rav Moshe Tiktina, who was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin, and he gave Shurim on Volozhin Yeshiva. He gives this answer. The Chazon Ish gives a different answer on the other stira. How come by benching, sometimes you do allow Shemei Kohen on a Chatzi Brocha, and by benching Mezumen, the Rif says not, and by Chazaras Nashatz, the Mishnah says not. Why don't you allow Shemei Kohen on a Hefer Brocha? The answer is that benching Mezumen and Chazaras Nashatz wasn't based on Shemei Kohen in the first place. Nachon, when you have Shemei Kohen, you apply it even to a Chatzi Brocha. One person says one line, another person says another line, a third person says a third line. So you say Shemei Kohen, I'm Yotzi. If you put everything all together, I'm Yotzi. But by Chazaras Nashatz and by benching Mezumen, it's not at all based on Shemei Kohen. It's a din. The tzibur has to offer the tefillas atzibur, and the chabura has to offer the birchas hamazon. So that's why the Tanoim instituted that it should be go in units of a bracha. It's not based on Shemei Kohenah that we should permit Shemei Kohenah even on a half a bracha. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik thought, he told us that it's not proper to do a hoicha kedusha. A lot of times after class, we would recite the Hoicha Kedusha, then we would all leave. So he said, even after you had your Hoicha Kedusha and everybody already answered Kedusha, now that everybody finishes, 10 people finished the Tefillah B'Lachash, now they're mechuyif to daven Chazoras HaShatz, they say Kedusha Tzveitamol. What do you gain? That was a takanas chachamim. Then it's not sufficient that you have a tefilas hayochid bitzibur. Tefilah bitzibur. You have to have a tefilas atzibur. And even though everybody was ready yotze the kedusha, because they answered kedusha by the hayochid kedusha, that's not the sole purpose of the chazar shashatz, to gain an yes kedusha. You want to have a tefilas atzibur. The 12th, the last of the marmakaimus, is the shilti giborim towards the very end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So the shilti giborim points this out. The Gemara tells us that the Am Shabasoda is the people who don't even show up in shul. They live far away from the shul. They're yotze, but the Chazaras Hashatz in shul. Because they're anusim. They can't come to shul. They live too far. So he says there are those who make a mistake in the middle of that number 12, the quotation. So it says the Rosh Hashanah is Mem Zayin Hei. Mori is the Keni Harav, because this is a quotation from the Riyaz, Rabbeinu Yeshaya Achrenzal, who is a grandson of the Tosis Rid. So he often quotes his grandfather. Mori is the Keni Harav, the Tosis Rid explained that the people who can't show up on shul are not going to be yetzer with Mikra Megillah and Tkiya Shofar, because they're anusim. You have to have Shemei Kainah. If they don't show up on shul, there's no Shemei Kainah. So how come the Gemara says they can be yotzi with the Chazaras HaShatz? So he says, Moshal Amad Avadayme, there's a Korban Yochid and there's a Korban Tzibur. When the Kohanim are makrib, the Korban is Tzibur and the Beis HaMikdash, the Tzibur all over the world, Klal Yisrael all over the world are yotzi. They don't have to be there. They don't have to be present in the Beis HaMikdash when they're bringing the Korban is Tzibur. So the same over here. The tefillas, the Chazaras HaShatz, is not merely for the purpose of being mezakeh everyone with Aniyas Kedusha. The purpose of the Chazaras HaShatz, the tefillas v'keneget midim tiknum. So when the Chazan recites the tefillas HaTzibur, the whole Tzibur is Yotzei. In order that it should be considered a tefillas HaTzibur, you have to have 10 people in shul. 9 people have to be answering Amen to the Chazan properly. But once you have the 10 people in the shul, and you have this tefillas HaTzibur, so the tefillas HaTzibur relates to all of the people in the community, even the people who are anusim, who can't show up in shul. It's for this reason that the Rav insisted that in Shulchan Aruch says like that, when you have Chazaras HaShatz, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's not proper that the Chazan says Moedim softly. Everybody's busy saying Moedim the Rabbanan, and no one pays attention to the Chazan, so the Chazan doesn't bother to say it out loud. So he whispers till he gets to the end. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, Rav Soloveitchik used to be Makbid, that's not proper. The Chazan has to say every word out loud, and everybody has to be paying attention. And the same is true regarding Bencha Mezumah, and it's not proper that the one of Bencha Mezumah just says the last line in the brachas. True bizman is everybody recites the benching along with the mezamein, but you shouldn't ruin the ikar din of Bencha Mezumah, and the mezamein has to say the whole benching out loud till the end, till the other Malach Hasreinu. And the same is true regarding Hashem Svasai Tiftach. At the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Magen Avraham quotes the name of the Kisvei HaRizal, that when the Chazan repeats the Shemoneh Esrei, he says out loud, he should say Hashem Svasai Tiftach softly. This is what he quotes from the Kisvei HaRi. So there's a Sefer Siach Yitzchok on Yume, and every other page on the bottom of the Omid in the Gemara, they tell you usually he has Hagoyas on the Tosis Hishonim. It's by Svardash Achren. So the Siach Yitzchok wrote a Sefer on the Siddur, on the Nusach HaTfilah. So he points out the first page in the Shemoneh Esrei, he points out that there is no such Kisvei HaRi. He says he doesn't know what the Magen Avraham is talking about. And the Ursamech also points out like that the Chazan should really recite Hashem Svasa Tiftach Atla. Regarding Giyul Ratzon Imrefi, so there are two opinions, whether the Chazan should say it at all. And even if he says it, so the practice in most places is that the Chazan says softly. Rav Soloveitchik insists that that's not right. Since there is a Machlokes HaRishonim, but Giyul Ratzon Imrefi is the beginning of Tachnunim Achat Tfilosoi, or it's an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. On the side that it is an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei, so the proper thing is that the Chazan should say not only Hashem Svasa Tiftach, he should also say Yil Ratzon out loud as well. They quote in the name of the Vilna Goyen that when the Chazan repeats the Chazaras HaShatz, the Tzibur should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. So the Talmidei HaGra who quote this, they say they didn't hear from the Vilna Gaon the reason why, and they gave their own reason. They were guessing, they gave their own reason. They thought the reason why is because that the Dogam Levava, the Nadi Yehuda, has on the side of Shulchan Aruch that when you yotze Kiddush HaAvdolah from someone else, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. That'll be a hefsek. You say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi, someone's saying Shahakala Barim Minim Zayna, so you should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. But if you want to be yotze with the bracha, that would constitute a hefsek. That's what they usually announce before Mikra Megillah. So they say no one should say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi. Everyone should be yotze with the bracha. It shouldn't be mafsik in the middle. So the Talmid Agra already say like this, that everyone's supposed to be Yotzi, but the Hazara Sashat's not merely for the Ein of Bikim. Even the people, Afil Kolona Chachamim, Kolona Levon, Kolona Zdekeim, everybody knows how to say the Shemoneh Esrei on his own, has to pay attention to the Hazara Sashat's. That's where Rav Soloveitchik had the practice of Chumra, that you should keep your 2 feet together when the Chazan is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, because he's not just saying the Shemoneh Esrei for himself. Everyone is in the middle, everyone is participating in this Tfilas HaTzibur. And the Rav explained also that the Mishnah Brura quotes Rabbi Yankov Emden, who writes in Morak Tzia, his Sefer on Orach Chaim, that Duchening today is only Midirabbanan, because the Gemara seems to say, Masech HaSoito, that Duchening is only a mitzvah in HaTorah at the conclusion of Hakrobas Karbonas Tzibur. So Bezman HaZed, there's no Beis HaMikdash, no Hakrobas Karbonas Tzibur, so Duchening clearly is only Midirabbanan. So the Mishnah Brura quotes this. It's on the bottom of the page. He has a footnote on the bottom of the Shaar HaTzion. It's not in the Bir HaLoch, it's not in the Shaar HaTzion. It's in a footnote on the bottom of the page. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's against all the sources and the Gemara and the Sifra and the Sifrei. It's not correct. Rabbi Yankov Emden is not correct. The Mishnah Berurah says, Duchening today is Menatur. So the question is, he's not right, but he is right. Sof kol sof, the Gemara does say that Duchening is only at the conclusion of Hakrobas Karbonas Tzibur. So Rav Soloveitchik said over on the outside Rosh, I think he said it over in the name of the Keren Oira, Anozir. The Keren Oira explains Masech HaSoita, not Gemara in Duchening and Elu Nemarim. Keren Oira explains the following. When a person davens, we have Korban Yochem, we have Korban Tzibur. So when a person davens and he gets to the end of the middle brocha, so the Shemana, so he says, Shema Kaleinu Chus V'Racham Aleinu, Kabel V'Racham V'Rotzen Estfil Seinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Shamei Atfil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept my prayers. Then he says, Zutei Hashem Elkeinu Ma'am Chiso Lebesfilosim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our prayers. That's what you just said. Shema Kaleinu Kabel Berachmim V'Rotzen Es Tfil Seinu. What do you say weiter? Zutei Ba'am Chiso Lebesfilosim. So the Rav explained that the term Ritzui, well, Atanya points us out in Atanya, the term Ritzui appears in Tarach Ruba de Ruba in connection with HaKrobas Karbonis. Hurtza, lo hurtza, v'nirtza lo lechapra. Hurtza means the carbon is acceptable. Lo hurtza means the carbon is puzzle. It's not acceptable. Not accepted. So when we finish Shema Kolena, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept the prayer as a prayer. Then we add on, Ritzei b'am chisola b'sfilosim, you should accept the prayers as if we had offered a carbon. So if it's a yochid who's davening and he says Ritzei, so he succeeds in converting his tvilu into a carbon yochid. When the Chazan is reciting the Hazaras HaShatz, that's a Tfilas HaTzibur. When the Chazan says Ritzei, he succeeds in converting the Tfilas HaTzibur into a Korban Tzibur. So the Bracha Ritzei, if the Bracha is accepted, HaKadosh Baruch accepts the Bakosha of the Chazan, so the Tfilas HaTzibur is converted into a Korban Tzibur. So the Bracha Ritzei is what enables the Kohanim to Duchen, because it's at the conclusion of the HaKorbas Karbonas HaTzibur. And that's why the Rav added on, the Keren Ora has, that's why the Rav added on. When you duchen, so the meaning is, we add on a piyut, you should accept our tefillahs as if we had offered a korban. That's what the first line of it say means anyway. Ritzei means accept the davening as if we had offered a korban. So it's that bracha ritzei that enables the Kohanim to duchen. That's the bracha that converts the tefillahs HaTzibur into a korban tzibur. And therefore, at the conclusion of HaKrovas Karbonas Tzibur, you have Duchening. So that's why the Gemara has a din. That's all the Rav said over for the Keren Ora on the Gemara and Sota. That's why we have a din. The Kohanim have to be Oikar Aglem and have to start walking towards the Duchen before the Chazan finishes the Brocha, because it's that Brocha that enables the Kohanim to Duchen. This is one of the many, many Shiurim that the Rav said enriched, opened up all the Inyanim. He had Chidush Torah on every page in the Siddur. I remember when I published the first Sefer of Zichronos from Rav Soloveitchik, so Talmud Chochem from another yeshiva, prominent Talmud Chochem, said, wow, Rav Soloveitchik had something to say about Yigdal, he had something to say about Adon Olam, something to say about Matovu, every page in the Siddur, every page in the Chumash, and every page in the Gemara, and every page in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Soloveitchik had something to say. Yehi Zichron Baruch.